Yo, 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 what's good, Space Rangers? We here with the boys again, season 10, episode 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
You're there, aka Prince. I'm telling you. No, Fuquan, aka Fu, you already know, no. We got Christian, aka K. So now.
Yeah, that works. I mean, that's why I put K down there. Y'all always just be like, that's Christian. I'm like, so y'all just gonna disrespect what I got down there in the quota, you know what I'm saying? Everybody else gotta be. I tried to slide it in. And I'm like, nah, get that out of here. But it's all right.
We got Michael, aka Zaga. You already know. Nope. And Josh, aka Jay Wright. We back again. Clap it up. So before we get into, you know, what's today's episode, what's the hot topic?
Our truth is back. Now he's going by Ryan Killens. Mm-hmm. And he cut his locks off.
Snip.
No locks. Mm-hmm.
He's the truth, nothing but the truth.
Mm-hmm. Now put some respect on my name.
Yeah. The BET Awards had nothing but nostalgia.
I heard it was good.
They had everybody disavowed. Mm-hmm. Maya was out there too. I don't care about the other ones, but Maya was out there.
Damn, why?
I mean, they had Ashanti out there, you know, B2K performing Bow Wow.
That's what had me turn B2K coming out there because I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
neither was I.
That took me way back to third grade, boy. I got hype.
Kevin Hart was droning on
Kurt Franklin.
That jump was funny.
Yeah.
Don't come over here twerking.
Reverse twerking. Yeah, don't come up here reverse twerking.
I heard all kinds of jokes, bro. Like,
he did.
Diddy and a lot of stuff.
Kendrick did not acknowledge Drewski. And, I mean, that's what did he expect? Get out of here.
Yeah. Dang. Yeah, I heard Cowboy out there, too.
Who didn't get acknowledged?
Drewski.
Kendrick didn't acknowledge Drewski when he said what's up to Kai.
I ain't even knows.
Hey, I don't think he knows them.
While he pushed up on Kai and was like, you ain't even know who I was.
Right.
Yeah.
He said call him Wally. I said, wow. That's crazy.
The disrespect.
Yeah.
All the iconic awards. I mean, some of the intro was a little long, but well deserved because all four of them was, but of course the best to me was Jamie Foxx, because that was I felt every bit of that.
Yeah. Because somebody said he could have been up there on the memorial too.
He really could have.
Did you cry, Josh?
Nah, I was just like, damn, he ain't lying, bro. Like, he really could have been up there. We could have been
paying
tribute in a different way, you know, like
legit. Yeah.
So I'm just glad that he was able to survive and himself, you know, like he's not a vegetable. He still got his mind.
How deep it hit you? My fault. I didn't mean it like
in the
that.
Guts,
I meant like
you know, nice and hard.
Jesus, I didn't mean it like that, man. My fault.
I heard it was one of the best in a long time. So
yeah, it was.
That it means something, cause BT was bro. I don't be hitting like no more. Like that.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
Christian, did you get on the thing last?
Bro, come on, man. Don't do that. I didn't mean it like that, man.
He was last.
He was. Oh, okay. It makes sense. Run up in
I said I didn't mean it like that, man. I said it. And Don't start with me, Josh.
Get off me. You said get off.
Don't start with me, man.
Get off the hill.
What the topics cooking?
Man, I was walking to the crib. You know, I'm gonna say something about that because that's crazy. I gotta walk down the street.
That's not a hot topic.
I don't care. They need to know what happened.
How to Train Your
Don't
Dragon.
Don't you dare say train in that sentence.
Fantastic Four, you know.
Anyway.
Choo choo.
I got called, y'all. I just want to, we about to start this episode.
You making an out call? What in the world?
Oh my God.
We was about to start this episode. Our Blue Ranger called me, you know what I'm saying? Making sure, because I was, you know, a little late. He said, He said, "Oh, he's like, where you at?" I'm like, "Oh, I'm walking to the crib right now."
Listen, listen. What does this have to do with LeBron legacy? What does that have to do with LeBron legacy?
I gotta walk. I gotta walk. That's all I want to know to get to the crib because I live, you know, up north a little bit, and the parking is kind of bad. So I gotta walk.
You live in New York. You live in New York.
I'm not telling them where I live at, Prince. I'm not telling.
You live in New York, though. You say up north.
I don't. Up north is relative.
You live in New York. You live in New York.
Anyways, can I tell my story?
You live in New York.
Hey,
can I tell my story? You live in New York.
Anyway,
oh yeah, Chris.
So, you live in New York.
The parking is bad where I'm at. The parking is bad where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta walk down the street to get to the crib, which ain't so bad.
Up north.
You know, I just got from the gym and everything. And then this man gonna say last one in here getting a train ran on him.
Who said
while I'm down the road? Our Red Ranger. Ain't gonna send that in the group chat. I'm like, you know I'm down the road. I'm not running in. I'm not running
down the road.
I was down the road. I was like walking to the
I didn't know where you were at.
They was down.
Why you ain't say nothing?
Oh no!
I didn't know where you was at.
Ain't no. I just said I just said you was coming to the
last week.
Coming.
Y'all
you ain't tell him right. I said I'm walking to the house. You supposed to be specific. He said, "Oh, you on the way."
Definitely came. Yeah, I just said you on the way. I said that for both of y'all though.
The bottom was at the bottom.
They was down your road for sure.
I ain't no bottom.
The bottom's at the bottom.
Anyway,
came in late.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, bro.
I ain't want him to know where you
could have told him I was walking down the road when he said that foolishness. You ain't even trying to
see look, I got the phone as soon as he texted it, though. That's the thing. He texted it afterwards.
And they're going to tear you up in the comments.
He texted it afterwards. I swear to you,
rare breed.
Like, you tell him to text it.
You a special case.
I swear, you know what? It's all right. It's all right.
I'm a victim, too.
No, you not. Don't do that. You, I'm the one getting slandered right now. How are you a victim? You ain't received nothing. Pause.
Slandered by whoever brought it up. So that's your fault. That's your fault.
Nah, Josh brought it up.
Oh, so that's what
I just asked the question.
Green and black.
It was cool because I said, "How deep did you feel it?" When I was asking, like, how hard it hit you. That's what I was trying to ask you about, Jamie Foxx. And you was retaliating off of something.
You asked the question. I asked the question.
Nah. See, yours was at a full.
Moving forward.
Hey, that was hate.
Moving forward.
I was just trying to figure out.
Are you tired? Are you tired?
So you talking to me? And when me and Josh both talking?
Are you tired?
Keep going. Keep going. Go for it. Go for it.
Are you tired?
What's the next one?
What's the next one? Go for it. Go ahead and do the next one.
Who said you had a hot topic? Who said you had a hot topic? So you're not tired?
What's my turn?
What's the hot topic, Fuqua?
You're not tired?
Hot news on the street. The boy, the one and only Lil Wayne dropped Carter 6.
That shit was trash.
Oh, man. Damn.
How y'all feeling if y'all listen to it? How y'all feeling? I heard it was not good.
Yeah, he
was trash.
I heard he put his whole ass in there.
That shit was trash.
It was nothing but shit. That's what I heard.
Don't repeat lyrics, but he sure did repeat it. He repeated that lyric. He repeated it.
Bruh, I feel bad, bruh. I'm like, is it the end of it? Done?
I ain't heard every song. But what I did hear, I probably wouldn't play over and over again.
Yeah.
He just said it was shit. That's what I'm saying. It was shit.
Go ahead and wipe it.
I was really excited, though. That's why I'm like, maybe I just need to hear it again. You know,
yeah, that
I don't
Super
know.
Bowl performance, though. They won the Super Bowl. People was crying.
That peeing into an elephant, though.
Nah, he really ain't getting a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
like you said, he was fighting for it. I bet that's why he dropped the album.
Oh, and
I'm approved to them. I'll put
I wonder who's gonna get Super Bowl though, because nobody really taking over like Kendrick did last year. So I wonder who they thinking about. They probably gonna just go completely away from hip hop.
It should be Chris Brown.
He definitely ain't getting it.
I feel like he's gonna have a pop song next.
Yeah,
next,
maybe like a what's that girl name? Like
it's in LA too, bro. Nah, they need to book Missy Elliott.
Chapel, somebody like Chapel, maybe. Nah, she ain't.
I don't know. Mm. It's in LA too, bro.
They might do like a compilation of people.
Who knows? Well, I know it ain't gonna be.
I might have got to be the headline.
They gotta have man. Nah, we got need to be Missy. Bring the LA dancers out there and stuff. Like
my other hot topic is the Game Awards was recently, so if you want to learn,
I ain't hear about
new games coming out. You know they own you know YouTube whatever.
Like mine, I look good.
Resident Evil 9, Invincible.
State of Play and everything. I did see that. There were some games that caught my interest, though.
Yeah, so some fire stuff out there. So check it out, check it out.
But that's Mine that, looks good.
That reminds me,
It looks like GTA.
Switch 2 came out.
Yeah, Switch 2.
How much was that?
Man, that's on 5 something, bro.
$600, yeah, $600 off the bat. Like,
he's legit.
Like, geez, is the graphics out of this park?
I mean, that Mario looked
good to me.
The Mario game looked good. Like, ain't gonna lie, that game looked really good.
I had fun playing it.
Oh, you played
it? It made Mario Kart 8 look nice.
Yeah, my friend bought it.
How was the battery life on it?
I mean, we was on the TV, so I guess that charges on its own. I don't know.
Yeah. I bet that battery life trash.
I did pretty good, you know, just to be starting. Mm-hmm. Okay. It looked fun, but I'm excited about Kirby.
Yes,
and they're gonna do possibly like with a new Smash Bros. Probably won't get one in no time soon, but hopefully,
probably not.
Oh, Kirby got a game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's been a grip.
Yeah, that was announced in one of the trailers when they had before they released the Switch.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking forward to that, but I'm not getting it until Christmas, so I got some time.
It's gonna be well if I ever get one.
I'm not getting it at all.
You might get the Cubs as long as that tariff thing didn't kick in.
Right now, yeah. If something go up even more now, I'm just like,
it's gonna be an oh well moment, yeah. Cause I'm like, I'm not gonna go after that. Like, that's too much for a basic.
You gotta think about the game prices too now. Like the game itself.
They gotta go up too.
game price $80.
Josh, I got a question.
Uh-huh.
You getting GTA 6 too?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Oh, you balling?
He broke.
You balling?
I ain't gonna get him in the first time out.
So you about to be broke?
Man. I ain't saying that.
My boy gonna be eating ice soup.
It's not going down from 100.
Eat ice soup. Eat
ice soup without the ice, baby.
He said he got a bowl of air.
You feel me?
Oh man,
I can't do it though. I know some people out there would do that too though. Like who actually like don't got the money, but would try to like get both of those. Heck no.
Nah, I'm cool.
Putting together coins and stuff.
I watched that whole on YouTube.
Hey, I'm right.
Same.
You're gonna be beside each other eating popcorn.
Have a watch party. Dang, this story nice.
Nigga done died 15 times.
But I guess this is the hot topics. What is the word of the day?
What's the word blurred?
Yeah.
All right.
You just didn't get that right. Remember, I did that last. Because you got on me for messing it up. So I did have I had one of the most recent episodes. I remember that. My fault, y'all. My fault. What's the word? All right. Baby?
So the word of the day is tantalize. To torment with or as if with. The sight of something desired but out of reach. Teased by arousing expectation that are rapidly disappointing.
And that's an adjective or?
It is a verb.
Can you use it in a sense?
Let's see. How should I put this?
Tenderize.
Let's see here.
And I guess.
I guess if I were to put it into a sentence, but I can understand the meaning of it though, because let's see, how should I put it?
I don't know, you might got Google.
Might have to then, I'm about to say, so yeah, might have to.
Yeah.
But I can't really think of a really good sentence to go with it, really, actually.
I guess we don't worry about it.
It's kind of obvious. Like I said, the word. I mean,
can you spell it for
me? The word "talentize" is kind of interesting, though. It's an interesting word.
I like how it sounds.
Right. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. Tantalize, right? Tantalize.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, tantalize.
That job is tantalize.
My life is
making. When I hear it, I think about something you can't have. I'm like, so Beyonce.
Pretty much.
Like I said, something like the meaning says, something out of reach, something you desire that you cannot grant, you can't grasp, you can't get, something like that. So just like you said, though, like, like if you can't get Beyonce, for instance. Yeah. So, yeah. Something like that.
Regina Hall, you know.
I don't know. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. You mess around. You know, we blow up. We have a chance to meet her. She might want you. You never know.
That's true, because Nia Long said J. Cole was too young.
Right, right, right. So we're going to keep hope alive. Now, Beyonce, I would say that's out of reach. You might want to leave that alone. Now we get shot at in New York.
You feel me?
When we go for a Comic-Con or whatever.
That's so, in the word, blur.
You know, this episode we're doing MCU ranking. We're ranking all the movies.
All right.
I mean, so.
MCU.
It's not a tier list. It's a trade ranking, right?
It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah. Okay.
We're not.
Dang, we probably should pull up a list of them, huh?
Yeah, so people can see what we're talking
about. Y'all want it in chronological order, or y'all want it in, is there any kind of order y'all want them?
I guess it's chronological. It would be easy.
that's fine.
All right.
Because Marvel, man, heady ups and downs. That's all I can say.
We got a little ranking.
We doing like 5 stars out of 10.
Five or 10. What's the max?
I could have looked. Yeah, I think there's like a let's see, a rank joint.
I mean, yeah,
like how they got the tier list
is like Internet Movie Database to go straight to 10. I think there is one, Christian.
I didn't even think to look that up. Let's see.
But yeah, Internet Movie Database go 10 stars. Like you can give it 1 through 10.
Yeah, they actually do. You know what?
Yeah, Internet Movie Database does it. I mean.
They got some.
Yeah, Movie Database might have a list, maybe, but they probably have it already ranked up.
Oh, okay.
This might look like it might be a tier list. They do got tier lists up there though. I ain't like they got one if you put Marvel movie 2025.
Y'all just want to do that tier list,
or we could just.
I mean, yeah, I would have to.
Because it may be easy.
Right, we don't have to.
Dang.
We don't have what we need.
Now, the tier maker don't want me to use it. That's crazy. Hold up.
Yeah.
Especially with Marvel movies recently.
Right.
I wonder who y'all going to put is like in that D category.
I'll explain, because I'm going by like how the cast is written and stuff.
Okay, that's a bit.
And we're not including any of the Disney Plus stuff.
Maybe not this time. Dang, which they make you
just the movies, not right. TV shows. You gotta go to the theater.
You know, if we had them up there, that jump be up there. Most of the shows will be up there.
Yeah, because that damn WandaVision, that shit was hitting, bro.
Hey, it's not letting me use it.
Wanda annoying, bro. On Marvel Rivals, bro. Annoying.
Bro. Yeah.
Yeah, she is. Yep. Oh, never mind. There was this thing I had seen.
I know.
I can't use Tier Maker, so somebody else going to have to do it.
Oh, boy.
Tailmaker?
They want me to turn off my ad blocker.
I could have ad blocker too.
I got ad blocker too.
I have that.
Dear.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me see.
Dang, I thought we used it last time. What happened?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. They just acting new. Let's see if this one let me do it.
Let me see. Tier maker.
Dang.
Would I go to make a template or a new tier list?
I don't know.
You just have to type it into the search bar.
Oh, okay.
If it's a tier maker,
Marvel.
Just put like MCU, and it should give you like a
MCU.
Yeah. I guess only one person made a website. Cause what the heck?
Oh, wow.
Tier Maker is the only one they got.
Yeah, yeah, that's the only one.
That's crazy. They know it's a monopoly.
Yeah, they got one for everything.
Or shoot, just I would say just pull an internet movie database, and we don't have to go off their ranking. We just come up with our own ranking. How we'll rank the movie.
Oh nah.
I mean, they might have it in order. They probably have internet movie database have in order.
I don't do this share stuff right.
And see, they including shows with these.
I mean, we could do it.
That's fine. Okay. Well, I think it's all of them. If not, then okay. All titles ranked tier. Okay, they got 87, so that's everything. But yeah, we'll go with this one. All right. Do I have to save or download or just add it to the joint?
Wait, see, what?
Present.
Right, present. Screen.
Oh, yeah. Make sure it's the right one.
Screen. I hope. Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
And share. Y'all see it?
Yeah, it's getting ready to pull up now.
There it
goes.
Is it clear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like everything's clear on here.
What's the first one?
Thor and Hammer. Yeah, see, they got.
I haven't watched that one.
They can skip it. I mean,
do y'all see me zooming in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
Shield.
I mean, yeah, Thor's Hammer is automatically having watched.
Haven't watched.
So I guess we can start with, what's that, Captain America?
Yes, yeah, fine.
All right.
Let's see. That was one of the OGs, so it's got to at least be a B. That first group got to at least be a B. Well,
I would say it's a B because, like,
there was like some things I'm trying to think back. I think there was some things I didn't like about. Like, it wasn't like a perfect movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it was good. You know, we was happy to get some superhero movies. You know what I'm saying?
Right. He didn't have his mask on the whole time because his mask looked like it didn't work for him.
Right,
that first suit,
like that Daredevil mask.
Yeah, like
I ain't really watched this movie, so I can't do that.
I mean, I thought it was pretty decent. Like I would watch it more than once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I remember seeing the serum and all that. You like, oh shoot, you're getting in there.
Wait.
Okay, shot him full of serum.
Serum.
That's too close to never mind.
It was good for what it was. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's B. We're gonna go with B.
I feel like, yeah, because like there's the stuff we probably put in A is gonna be like, oh yeah, I get it.
Right.
Right.
Okay. So that's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because look at it compared to the other solo movies. That's what you really got to think about.
I mean, we could go row by row for real.
Okay.
Compared to other solo movies, honestly.
Yeah, like you're right. Compared to some other ones, I would watch that with no hesitation because I'm glad it showcased the type of hero he is.
His
morals and stuff.
Sacrifice himself. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The next one would be that Ant-Man at the end.
Okay, Ant-Man, yeah, Ant-Man. Is that the first one or that's the second
one? That's like the second one.
So what y'all thinking?
Ant-Man and the Wasp. That's when they were going against Ghost, right? Is it Ghost? What's the
Ghost? Yeah, it was Ghost.
Okay.
That was well written. I say that. That was well written.
It was. Did it ever feel like Ghost was like a not as bad as Thor got was it Thor Love and Thunder? But like it felt like Ghost was a little bit more serious than
the previous one
itself. Like the villain was a little more serious than the movie. Not as like bad as Love and Thunder, where Gore was just like he was not meant to be in that movie. You know what I'm saying? He was too serious. But like something along that lines.
feel like a different genre?
It just felt like she was
like the movie was a comedy, but the villain felt like
it was a little bit more serious.
Yeah, serial action killer movie or something like that, basically.
Yeah,
now
just,
but she
just slightly.
Yeah, I know what you mean. She fit though, because like her story arc and everything, the background.
Oh, okay.
She fit the story because at first I was like, I don't know who that was at first, but the story explained it really well, honestly. Then having Goliath like basically be like her mentor, that was really cool. And I'm glad you know, because this is before I think they started one off in villains, like, and I'm really glad that she didn't die.
I hate when they do that. I'm like, you might need this villain again. Yeah. Don't just kill him all.
She had more substance to her character, I feel like.
Well, they went off the I guess phase one villains for the most part.
Like the ones that's like not really big or nothing like that, I don't care. Yeah, do that. But like the ones that you know for a fact shouldn't be killed off that easy. You like
I mean, Thanos died.
I mean, yeah, that's he was in three movies though. He was like in that's
understandable. All right, so what y'all think?
I might have to go.
I see.
Is it better than Captain America?
I ain't seen it.
In terms of action, maybe. But story art, probably.
Wait. Not. Nah, because they had Bro was in there telling. That was his most iconic storytelling. Like his little flashback tale. Like, hey, I'm at this. Because they got rid of him and I think the third one. He went in the third one telling the story or nothing.
Yeah, that's true. I would put it above Captain America.
Because that was iconic storytelling.
Moment. Yeah. I don't think it's an A though.
Nah, it's a B.
Okay, we'll go B then. I'm with B.
I guess put it in front of Cap. Like put it to the left.
Okay.
All right.
Next row.
Next would be that Ant-Man.
Oh, yeah. I moved all the way to Ant.
The first one. Actually, the first one, I enjoyed it and didn't enjoy it at the same time.
Dang.
I probably put it at a C. Just
dang.
Yeah,
C?
Oh, just in the C's?
Or maybe after Cap. Maybe after Cap. I'll say that, after Cap.
Yeah. It was a good introduction, especially people that didn't really know Ant-Man like that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially Scott Lang's version.
Yeah. I say a B.
Yeah, they could have had a better trilogy. That third one,
he got his tail whooped in that third one. That third one definitely a C.
By some ants.
Third one was the best one.
Let me move him real quick.
You hear from my lawyer.
he said
Shadow Realm.
That man won't
sent him to the Shadow Realm. That man gonna come back cold.
You done messed up. You messed up the lineup.
I mean, I was out of order too.
Is that better?
My internet's slower now.
Nah, he's lying. He's lying. I mean, yeah. Chris, you and Michael had came in last, so that's why your order was like that.
I mean, yeah, I'm not mad.
Next one's Avengers.
I said he was mad.
Age of Ultron.
Why are you always mad?
That's Ultron.
Yeah, that's Ultron.
It was just like a saying.
Oh, now hold up. Hold on, Ultron. No,
that's his discussion because he had some good one-liners. Boy was waxing.
They had some iconic moments in there too.
Like
camera shots. I feel like
I'm gonna say A because like they introduced Wanda and I ain't gonna lie to you. They didn't help my boy though. Quicksilver.
You're an Avenger now. Come on, but, bro.
Also, I like how this shake up the Avengers because like this movie right here, because this is what Phase Two or Phase Three.
Phase Two, I believe.
This movie right here is what creates the next movie, the next Captain America movie.
Yeah,
you know,
like,
true.
This is a big important moment.
It's very important, and he was a worthy villain too.
Yeah. I know a lot of people didn't like him because he had so much personality.
Uh-huh.
But man, I enjoyed that one. I enjoyed that one.
I like it. I watched it plenty of times.
I might put that actually as an S for my opinion.
Okay. I ain't mad at that.
Especially might be an S minus, but it's an S.
Because you know, because I also feel like in this one it helped show how important Hawkeye is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like that. I love when they show character development.
Mm-hmm. They really made him the heart of the group.
So I ain't mad at the S.
And then they had some good poses too.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. That snow scene.
Quicksilver was dope.
The scene where they was protecting the button.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with this. I'm fine with this.
And then they had Ultron's iconic moment of him like in the air pointing for his robots to go in. Yeah. That was dope too.
Yeah, because boy,
I got a lot of criticism, but I like it.
All right. All right, then the next one.
Let's see. We got, I think that's Endgame or.
They look like Endgame.
Yeah, that do like Endgame.
Shoot, I ain't like most of these. That's an S.
Endgame was an S.
Yeah, that was automatic, man.
Nah, I'm kidding. Endgame was an S.
Even though they, you know.
He Bombay.
Yeah, they went to war.
Yeah.
Hold on. Endgame is like when they killed Thanos, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Make sure I don't get confused. But yeah, Endgame, man.
It probably should be in front of Ultron.
They wouldn't let them do it at first.
Nah. Ultron was fighting.
He was fighting. Like,
what are they going to do next? How they gonna come back?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And then the ending, bro. The final fight. Like, yeah.
He said the snap.
All of it just come together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy was a roasted weenie.
That joke. It's a good movie, bro.
A roasted weenie is insane.
You know, this is the Marvel I missed, though. Like, around this time, everybody was talking about this.
Yeah, they went on a little drought.
You go ahead and put them up there, man. Because that Ronin suit was fire.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah. Infinity War was better than Endgame, in my opinion.
I agree with you.
Thanos came in there clapping cheeks. He said the Hulk got bodied so quick in the
first 5 minutes.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm about to say, bro, after Hulk, you're like, who gonna stop him? What?
He said, let me just show him I ain't pussy real quick.
So let me ask y'all this, though, because this might have been known or unknown, but he already had the Power Stone then, right?
No.
Oh, so he just whooped the Hulk's ass with
that. He might have had it.
No, I think he already did it because they didn't show that scene. No, they didn't show when he took out Star-Lord? No, the Star Corps. Star-Lord. Come on.
My fault.
Everybody remember what Star-Lord did. Where is she?
He could have made this movie an A because of that dumb stuff he did.
Nah, because remember, it's the people in Guardians of the Galaxy they wore to.
I know it's like
Nova Corps.
Nova Corps.
Yeah.
They didn't show when he wiped them out, but they got wiped out.
Oh yeah, he said it was irrelevant.
So
he said it was
at irrelevant. That point. Yeah,
it was star, bro. They won on his map
a little bit.
Yeah, but he didn't. He didn't use it against the Hulk.
Oh well, damn.
Nah, he's strong anyway, bro. Like he
tried Hulk.
He said, "You see this? You see this stone right here? Hold my glove."
It's good too, because of the ending where you know what happened. You know, the infamous snap. That was draw.
Hot take though. I think maybe the Hulk probably got the worst character development. I ain't gonna hold you.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
I was like, what? Because it gets worse even when his design go down. I'm like. Thor Ragnarok design was, before even that, when we had the Incredible Hulk, Edward Norton, that design was fire. But
that design was fire. They did him right. The rage was right and everything.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, it's like he's time. It just
make him like
you're right though.
It looked cartoony.
Actually, in Ultron, I would argue to say he was about right in Ultron because it showed a little bit. With him and Wanda's thing. But other than that,
Other than that,
it was trash. Overall, his stock is low. So it went like this.
His stock is very
low. It was Edward Nome was shooting it high, and then it dropped, and then it went back up a little bit, and then it just kept dropping.
Yeah, then like him being in like, oh my gosh, him being in She-Hulk too, is like they tried to save him. Then his son come out here, like, who is this man with this cut?
Who approved that cut? Why didn't you just give him long hair?
Why didn't y'all cast somebody else too? Because I don't like him. Like,
golly, boy had a half monk. Ain't he had a bald head in the front with the hair in the back?
Half monk is insane. Yeah.
That's insane.
He was out there. Y'all know the female avatar, the airbender.
Get up out of here.
Yeah. Yep. She had a little chum with the hair in the back.
Come on.
Yeah,
Chamon.
Telling that hairline to Chamon, get on down here.
Oh my god,
what's the
All right, this is the next one, man.
Black Panther. We're gonna be on this.
You already know.
All right, so where are we putting it though?
And we buy it at the front.
I was gonna say that because you know, I ain't want to be.
They try to sabotage it. That's why I sent y'all the video.
They won't let me do it.
They try to sabotage it with Rotten Tomatoes and stuff because they was upset. The cast was black. Like,
that's all it was.
Like, what? We can't have that?
Like, y'all hear about the white Black Panther?
God tier. Yeah, I heard about that.
Christian. I swear
heard
to
about
you.
It. He said, we not going to do this today. Uh-huh. In Juneteenth.
It's Men's Mental Health Month, too.
Exactly. Drive people up the wall. It's a lot of shit going on.
I about punch my computer, man.
Made that man crash out.
I tear it. Think up in here. You better go.
Bring that
dumb shit up.
Black Widow.
Dang, we didn't even say why. Well, anyway, it was well written and everything.
Like, it was like, had a great soundtrack.
I'm biased, man. I'm biased.
Like,
I love her so much.
Yeah,
I don't even
that jump might be an A.
I would say A. I'm biased though.
Other than the fact that they had Taskmaster one is good.
Okay, let's set that aside. Mm-hmm. Without the Taskmaster stuff, how would you rank it?
I enjoyed the family dynamic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was.
It wasn't too jokey, but it was jokey enough. The fight actually is kind of hard to remember the Black Widow movie.
I would say B.
I would say B.
Alex,
don't even kid yourself.
Is it high B or low B?
That's I think it beats Ant-Man.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay. But behind Cap?
Yeah, but behind Cap. All
right. I'm cool with that.
Oh, shit. You know, Civil War up top. Civil War up top.
Oh, that's War man, I ain't going to hold you. I would put that in front of Black Panther.
Yeah. I would too. I can't lie.
Yeah, Civil War was like that.
And it's because of Black Panther.
Y'all gonna have to see me.
It's because of Black
Panther. You understand?
Oh yeah, you're right.
Civil War should do Ant Man, Spider Man,
and Black Panther.
Black Panther. Yeah,
they didn't introduce Ant Man. Ant Man already had his movie.
Oh, he did. They introduced a lot of other people.
They did introduce Spider Man and Black Panther though. So I'll leave it alone. It established a Falcon and Winter Soldier's relationship, which was funny.
Sure did. And the fights was clean, bro. Yeah, like, ideology too. Like, come on,
okay, big words. Big word.
I feel like Captain America's movies had the most love in it because they were a lot of battles of ideologies. Like they were always challenging how Captain America thought about things or approached.
Yeah. And then everybody picked the side. You're like, who's side? Like,
I'd be neutral. I would have been missing. They would have been like, where you at? They would have been hitting me up. Like, where you at? I'm like, at home. I'm with Thor and the Hulk. Right. And they didn't see me in the next movie. Oh, so you lying now. You lying now. I was with them. I was with them in the background.
Niggas was mad at me because I picked the wrong team. I ain't
gonna hug.
Huh? Hell yeah, I was in Iron Man. Black Panther.
He said he killed my mom.
We would have been the same team, nigga.
Yeah, Black Panther. I said Black Panther, Spider Man.
I was a cat, man. Fuck the government.
All right. I know.
Black Panther over there.
Hey, Josh. He killed his mom, bro.
Hey, listen. I'm like, he didn't kill his mom. The motherfuckers that messed his brain up killed his mom.
Nah, I don't care. He pulled the trigger. His finger was on the trigger. His finger.
Did you see that? He
pulled the trigger.
No.
He didn't. Realistically,
realistically, their team.
So you would be able to calm down. You would be able to calm down and be able to rationalize.
I would have been like,
if your mama died,
hey, I would have been like, the man I'm talking to right now is not the man that pulled the trigger.
Yeah, I can't. I don't like how they paralyzed Brody though. I didn't like that. And then trading him out for a scroll.
Wait. Was he paralyzed before or after the scroll though? Oh, that's when they switched him out when he fell.
Yes.
Okay. My fault.
Vision fucking
easy.
Up.
Easy. That junk was kind of boring. Don't get me wrong.
Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion was kind of boring.
Exactly. But they
I haven't watched that yet either.
Yeah. It ain't worth the watch because
it ain't really worth it.
I mean, that villain is good, but that's because that dude
villain was kind of wasted.
Yeah, he's a main actor. It didn't make sense. Her, I don't care.
I'm gonna watch
her all the powers. They gave her all the powers for like what the heck was that?
What the fuck is that?
Just all right, next up.
Well, we might have one at Top Civil War.
That's
Winter Soldier was throwing
hands. Boy. Yeah. He said, "I don't know who you are."
He was on one.
I don't care. You don't die.
Hands. We putting it above or after? Me personally, I'm putting it after.
Is it better than Black Panther? Killmonger versus the Winter Soldier.
I think it's after Black Panther though, but it's good. I don't know.
Just because Killmonger had better one-liners, I think he had some better quotes. Because Winter Soldier was just all about hands.
I'm just talking about the story. The story of Black Panther was beautiful. Oh my goodness! But Winter Soldier, oh my gosh, it was well written too.
It was really well written.
The opening scene. Oh,
is it better? Is it being behind these two?
Is it better than Infinity War? It might have to go after Infinity War. Is it better than Endgame?
General consensus: a lot of people think Winter Soldier is the best. Period. But if we just talking about us,
yeah, we talking about us. We don't care about everybody else.
I can put it behind at least Infinity War. And maybe Endgame.
I feel like, yeah, that's good.
That'll work.
Those two movies, then
I got that jungle DVD. That's how good it is. I mean,
It's beating Ultron.
Watch it all day.
That's a close one, though. Ultron.
Like, they really was cold. Like, it was covert in there, tonight and all,
bro. They were cooking, bro.
They was in the city fighting, too. Like, straight up.
This is like 1-4. 1-4 is up there pretty much for the most part. They're getting it. Well, actually, might be 2-4.
It's like 2-3.
Do I need to make this bigger? No, Diddy.
I think it's all right.
I think it's straight. I can kind of see which one. Yeah, it's up to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure it was coming up clear and everything. But mm-hmm. I'm cool with this. This is nice.
All right.
So now we got, I guess this is the first Captain Marvel.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody did make a good point about
it. I can see it.
Okay.
Yo, what's the point? Hold on. What's the point?
I'm
biased about it because you know how I feel about Captain Marvel. I know who's real. Monica Rambeau. Then they had to want. People don't really know. They had the Wanda Wise cast in this movie at first, and they had her cast in there. I'm pretty sure the Marvels wouldn't have been the Marvels in the first place. They would have had her up in there, honestly. But but somebody was saying about the writing, like, because they erased her emotional intelligence. That's why she was like that and not really smiling and stuff in the movie. That's how it was written. Because they removed her identity, honestly. So if you look at it like that, and they said it was like an indie film. So, I mean.
It was boring.
In
my opinion.
Because if Black Widow's up there, I feel like.
Black Widow was more enjoyable than Captain Marvel, bro.
Okay, I'll give Captain Marvel a C.
I'm giving it an F. I vote F.
I'll give it a C. I mean, it's still watchable.
Yeah, like
I fell asleep twice.
I'll be honest, I don't remember nothing from that movie though.
It almost has
how the, you gonna rate it if you don't remember nothing for that sound like an F to me.
It almost
I remember I enjoyed watching it to like not say it's boring. Like,
then we go watch that together.
Yeah, we all watched it with each other.
I was talking junk the whole movie. You was laughing at me, not the movie. That's why it was enjoyable.
It's a white savior movie in a way. Because it's a little bit black girl and stuff. And, you know.
But yeah, I put it in a way.
Maybe, but
y'all thinking C?
I feel like it's
yeah, they calling C.
I'm trying to vouch for it because I was the main one talking shit about this movie.
I think it was good, but like I said, repeat watching probably. She's so hard to understand. Like she's painted as this unbelievable force, but then it's never really displayed the way it should be.
You've seen the Thunderbolts. They portray a certain character. It's like, wait, so, you know what I'm saying? He had death.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that they really did that.
Because so, I was really disappointed in her in Endgame and Avengers and stuff. I was literally, like, he was supposed to come in and work some shit. Niggas didn't have to die.
Yeah.
But,
and that happened.
That's just me. You know?
She blew up the big ship.
Yeah.
She did.
She came in late, but then she took that headbutt and she's about to take him out. Then he power stoned her.
Get out of here. But it's just crazy how
her off of me
was about to take care of that nigga by herself.
Yeah.
Wanda strong too though.
Captain Marvel. Like you supposed to be
Wanda different though. Wanda different.
The mutants. I think the mutants is like portrayed differently because I mean, I guess I'd say that for the Avengers.
She's still cool, though. It was a good movie.
Yeah.
Wanda different, though.
Wanda is different. They try to make it seem like Captain Marvel was different.
Omega level mutants is OP.
Lose.
But yeah, I say C. I tried to vouch for it. I did.
Cloaking, nope, don't need that. No Daredevil.
Shang-Chi, is that Shang-Chi? Oh, yeah. No, that's Wanda.
No, that's Wanda.
Multiverse of Madness.
The second movie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the second one.
So what y'all think? I was a little disappointed.
I feel like that's a B, maybe?
At the end, though. If it is, that's at the end.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's on the tier. It's getting close to a C.
I was a little disappointed.
I was, too.
Yeah,
because I thought
she showed ate up Black Bolt though.
The only thing I liked was the horror aspect of the movie.
That's what it was going for. That's what they said. But
it was only really, really scary on that first one when she was contorting.
Oh yeah, she was chasing them too. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang, close all the doors.
I hate what she did to the council, bro. She just ran
ate them up.
That was crazy.
Dog water. She said, "Y'all dog water."
Like, y'all, that's crazy. Like, people think, and how many times Professor X gonna get fucked up?
Yeah, people think she snapped his neck. Nah, she already came in that.
Yeah, man, Mr. Fantastic, man. I was like, dang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know. That movie just, I feel like nothing happened.
And she crashed out.
It was just a movie. Like, you know how some other movies lead to some shit. I don't feel like that did anything.
I feel like if you took that out, it could have still been like, okay.
Exactly.
How y'all feel about her motive, bro? why she was going crazy.
Yeah, because she had a family. And then she had no one again after she got like released. So she was crashing out. She had a mental breakdown.
She just took it out on everybody, though. That's crazy.
She's going to use America powers to open up a portal and stuff.
Like, she wanted
happy. Hey, but in my opinion, let's think about it. Like, she grew up in a kind of a war torn country. You know, a freaking dud missile fell on her parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so she still got that kind of trauma. She had a little experimentation go on with her, with Hydra.
She lost her accent. Let's say that.
She had her brother die. You know what I'm saying? That was probably one of the things keeping her there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She lost the vision. She lost vision, which made her create the little fake world she was in.
Mm-hmm.
And then now, like, she was thinking the fake world was real.
Mr. Roboto.
She was living in delusion, and then she lost that. So she was like, you know what? I'm killing everybody. You know, she had a big crash.
Once that happened to me, I'm coming after everybody.
So can we say that since Wanda has magic powers and she was dating Vision and he's not a human, could we say that, like, so she used her powers and gave Vision the magic stick?
Get out of here.
Let's go to the next movie. What's
the next movie? That's the thing.
Let's go to the next movie.
They weren't smashing in his vision.
Technically, Vision can make his own dick.
Wait.
Because you see him make a cape. He made a cape. That's so a technically, he can make his
Josh,
own
dick. What's the next movie?
Make his own
Doctor Strange.
The first one.
The first
she technically gave him the balls though.
I feel like that's I think that's an A too.
Doctor Strange was like that.
That's an A.
He really showcased his abilities. That's what I'd be looking for. Don't showcase their ability.
They be doing it
right, then become a disappointment afterwards.
I enjoyed it.
So this next one is probably one of their first Oscar bait movies. Like
what? Eternals. Put that in F.
Oh, that's F.
Wait, F.
No. I don't want to talk. Ain't nothing to talk about. It was trash. Ain't
nothing about that movie, man, I even could find positive, honestly.
What's that bad? Like, you don't hear nothing positive about it.
Only good thing they gave us was adamantium.
Somebody
gave us a potential Wolverine. That's all they gave us.
And they had to get cast. Like, I mean, it started off good, but then it just died down.
Like, it's like a bombshell.
It was Oscar bait.
The speedster use was dope.
Yeah,
I like how she looked when she was running.
She was fire. Like,
Angelina Jolie's character was dope.
The dude,
even though she had dementia.
Was it his name? It started with H. The dude, the strong guy.
Yeah,
man, I was sad when that man died, but he was good too.
Yeah, he was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what messed me up too? It was my first time seeing Old Boy outside of Paperboy. So I always see Paperboy when I see him. So seeing him like that, I couldn't vibe with it. And I apologize, man. You did too good being Paperboy.
That character threw me off too, but I don't know how they. I don't know if the character was different in the comics. I don't think that character was like that, but I mean, it is what it is.
I think that was the problem. They didn't follow the comics.
If they would at least a little bit, that'd be.
Sam Hayek's character was
an interesting take from somebody who said that. It was saying like a lot of people are complaining about when they follow the comics too much, and then a lot of people are complaining about when they don't follow the comics at all. Yeah. And they say you got to approach the MCU like it's a separate timeline. Within the everything, so like when they make certain changes, you won't get as mad because it's an alternate timeline than where the comics reside.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, think about it. Makes sense.
I consider it alternate timeline.
Yeah, I always have.
I'm still mad about it.
They didn't do better than the comics.
No. I mean, you're not going to. They get more space to develop the story. While we're gonna have it most 3 hours on a movie. I'm not watching those 10-hour movies.
It represents it, it represents it too. Can I allow people read comics?
Right.
No, I didn't.
Or whatever.
Make it look good at least.
There were some people that liked Eternals that didn't read comics.
I don't know. It was all over the place. What'd you say? It was almost like watching Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. And the deaf character, she was swapped too, but the character she was playing was deaf in the comics anyway, so it kind of fit. And she's a good actress regardless. So
They just wanted Angelina Jolie to show her ass or something.
Did you say Angelina Jolie?
I probably did.
Moving on.
I didn't think he said that, but
I don't think that's
Angelina.
That was my fault. Maybe it was my internet, bro. That's just what I heard, man.
Probably be
Angelina Jolie is crazy.
I still hit.
Tear back out.
Let's go ahead and
tear back out.
Let's see. We got Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, Love and Thunder? What is that right there?
What? That is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I can't see it. That's Guardians 2. Oh, I don't remember that post. My fault.
All the Guardians of Galaxy is S tier.
I mess with all the Guardians.
Argue with your mama.
I would put it in A. The first one was the best one. I put it in A.
So what are we doing?
Yeah, that was the best trilogy. What are you? All right.
I'm not saying it was the best trilogy. I'm not saying that.
I think two better than A, bro. I mean one.
Oh, is two where they had the send off for? Yeah, I got it. All right, that's it.
No.
As I had to think about it, man. Let me.
We put it in front of anything.
That's a hard one. It's in front of Ultron.
Dang, that is. I'm like, dang. I love the soldier though. It's in front of Ultron. I saw.
You say Ultron?
It's for
no. I'll accept that. It's close though. That's close.
Not the second one.
Those three are close.
Maybe the first and the third one, but I wouldn't put the set. But that's just me though.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them is S tier.
Yes.
Adam Warlock was a letdown. That is dragging.
Hang on. Yeah. Third one. I don't know. Third one might be
eight. That's 8 to 8.9. What? Yeah,
James Gunn did not drop the ball neither one time.
I didn't like the high evolutionary like that.
I ain't really like Adam Warlock, how they did Adam Warlock either, bro. Be honest.
Oh, well, I guess
we gave the character substance.
So leaving it right there.
You can't be like the comics.
Yeah, I just didn't like them.
We can adjust.
I don't know what I was looking for.
So this is
the first one or the third one?
I think it's the first one.
Yeah, it's the first one.
Okay, that's S for sure.
Guardians always got a good balance of action, comedy, all this.
Yeah.
Good balance.
Where are we putting it ahead of? Actually, I would probably put it after the Avengers movie.
Above Winter Soldier?
Winter Soldier is such a hard one to beat. I ain't going to lie. I would put it ahead of Winter Soldier, but what y'all thinking?
I would put it above Ultron.
That's good. That's good right there.
All right.
Winter Soldier has a special place in our hearts. It seems like.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Hey, what y'all decide?
That's what y'all decided.
But the Guardians is
the soundtrack was good. The soundtrack was good. The introduction of characters was good. The chemistry of the characters was good.
Yeah, but Winter Soldier. Yeah,
Captain America and Black Widow. Winter Soldier carried that movie, though.
Think about the elevator scene, though.
Yeah,
he was boxing.
That's one scene that was like 15 seconds in the movie. They was throwing hands. I ain't gonna lie. It showcased Captain America's prowess, but
he was supposed to get his ass.
Him beat. And Black Widow, I don't think they had as much chemistry as they should have. As they should have. Wait, maybe I don't know. They could have had a little more
fun with that movie. They were about fucking.
What?
They were. See, exactly. Me and John said the same thing. Niggas thought they were fucking in that movie.
Yeah, all right, man. We got it where it's at. We got it where it need to be.
Yeah, we got it.
What's
we
the next
adjust.
One?
We can adjust.
I ain't mad with it.
Iron Man's okay. That's the second one.
Second one.
Iron Man 2. Mm-hmm.
Who
introduced Rhodey?
Black Widow. And it also gave us Black Widow for the first time.
They introduced the new Rhodey.
The new Rhodey. Yeah, you're right. Excuse me, I should have said War Machine. That one got a special place in my heart too. But I put it over Doctor Strange at the very least.
Yeah, put it over Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm cool with it.
Now we got the third Iron Man.
Okay.
Third Iron Man wasn't that good to me.
I say B for that
one. I heard it wasn't good, but
I feel like it's
I would go C. Okay.
I was gonna go C too.
Damn. Okay.
I guess he's the villain.
Over Captain Marvel.
The villain
Captain
Marvel.
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay.
It could have been better.
Who was the kid in the comics? Was he somebody in the comics? The kid that helped Tony make his suit?
I don't remember.
Iron Man.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was just wondering.
This movie that started everything.
Yeah. Sure did.
That's definitely at least an A.
I say A.
Yeah.
And it's over Ant-Man and the Wasp. Oh, excuse me. It's over. Iron Man 2.
Yes. It's above that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool with that. Yeah. Yeah. Say it all. Okay. Okay, we got Morbius.
Hey, I mean that could be an episode.
Wait,
you said Morbius?
Right there. Right there.
Yeah. Right? Ain't Morbius next?
It's an MCU?
That is a movie.
Yes, right.
I don't think it's in the MCU though. Well, technically it is because of Spider-Man, the whole crossing universe thing. But because they got
Venom up here too, so
I think it's in the Sonyverse though.
But is it by itself? Well, we don't have to put it.
Wasn't it technically briefly brought into the MCU though?
Yeah, because remember Venom had saw Venom Spider-Man.
Teleported across.
Yeah,
does that connect them?
I feel like
they just transported to symbiote.
Shit, they even got the old Spider-Man's on the hook.
Yeah, we ain't going. We'll skip over that. We'll skip over
that. I think it's in the Sony.
Yeah, it's Sony. Yeah. It's MC.
Well, they got Shang-Chi.
They just made a cameo or Venom
did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Shang-Chi.
Which sucks.
Oh, damn. I liked it.
Shang-Chi?
No. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the cameo.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I get what you said.
I didn't watch Shang-Chi, so I don't know.
Shang-Chi was good.
Oh, you didn't Shang-Chi watch it.
Maybe A.
This is around the time when Marvel started making all these other in this phase. I ain't really watch a lot of Marvel movies.
Shang-Chi is A.
Yeah, I'll give it A.
Legit.
Is it high A or low A?
Dang, is it beating Doctor Strange?
I wouldn't say so.
I don't think so. And Doctor Strange had an Inception thing going on that I kind of was messing with. Yeah, so
great story too. It made you think about who you are as a person too.
I like yes, absolutely.
Not me.
He said not me. I'm good.
I mean, Shang-Chi had opportunity in there. And I don't know. Actually,
I'm glad you had your ducks in a row, my boy.
I ain't say I had them in a row. We're far from home. I don't know. No, we're not doing those. That's the Toby.
Right?
I mean, yeah, technically, they were brought in the all the Sony was brought into just about was brought into that Spider-Man movie.
Yeah,
but far from home.
Far from home is good.
Mysterio. That's where he got framed.
I don't know if it's S, but it's good.
Turned into a black man.
They
turned Peter into a black man.
Or second in A. It's probably second in A.
Okay.
It's after Iron Man.
I ain't gonna lie, they got me with Mysterio, bro. I was hot at first. I said, hold on now.
It beat Iron Man too? Yeah. I'll put it there. I'll leave it there. That's cool. It's cool.
Which I think, man. What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. It's beating Doctor Strange.
I think he showed himself, like, he kind of really showed how strong he really can be in this one. Because dude was fucking with his mind a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I appreciated that.
Okay, yeah, a lot of stuff.
And this was when he started being a superhero on his own, too, right?
Yeah.
He got his own suit and everything.
Yeah.
Started taking the Iron Spider, right? Or whatever.
No, in the beginning, was that in the beginning?
Oh yeah, that was in the beginning. Yeah,
he had the Iron Spider suit in the first one, didn't he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been getting mixed up with these movies.
That's all right. That's
the first one, right there.
This one, yeah, that's the first one. That's probably a low A, maybe. I don't know.
Hold on,
I don't know about these. Yeah, this is with Vulture. Vulture did good though.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I say I might put it over. Ultra was good.
Good movie.
I wouldn't put it over Iron Man 2.
Maybe right here.
Actually, I kind of like that one the best.
I like that one better than this.
I do too. Oh. Like, I think that one better.
It's got to be right here then.
The
second one. Far From Home, like, I guess, after Doctor Strange? What y'all think? Before?
I say
before. I'll say before.
Oh, okay.
So right here?
That's a hard one. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Those are some good movies, man.
Yeah. I rock with it.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Homecoming was good. All right. Now, I'm putting this in the S.
Yeah, that's it.
That man was going through it. He was going through it.
It's arguably could be number one, but I ain't gonna go crazy.
It's the best idea they ever had, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If he would have lost Aunt May and
that
would have been it.
He would have crashed out. Give him the symbiote. Give him the symbiote at that point.
Yeah, before. Mm-hmm. Yep. I think that's right here.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, that is.
I low key could put it above Endgame too, but I'm gonna leave it where it's at.
Green Goblin was hitting.
He was hitting.
And like when they brought back all the old villains, bro.
Yeah, that shit
was incredible. We ain't even brought up the fact.
We can move it above Endgame.
I think it's above Endgame. You see Doc Ock again, bro.
Yeah.
The interactions is fancy.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx got his redemption.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx.
He did get his redemption.
And Dr. Connors, but like,
But I will say Doc Ock and Green Goblin really stole the show, though.
Yeah, they stole it.
So what else?
Avengers. Look like.
Yep. I say S for sure. Just don't know where. That's just me though.
It's either at the beginning of A or the end of S.
I ain't lost in A.
You was thinking A?
Yeah.
I think they did.
Actually, no. I take it back. I put it in S. I say the N S.
I say this, all that build up, they did. That is a good payoff.
Because they did, they kept up with everything.
Above number two, but that's just me though.
Because it was hype. It was hype when they all got together.
Nah, they didn't make me cry. Number two got made me cry.
Age of Ultron.
Nah, I cried.
No, I said I
cried. I'm saying Avengers didn't make me cry.
I probably, okay, my fault.
What do you say, Fool?
I get what you're coming from, but yeah. I probably want to, but not. I don't know though.
I think they did a really good job because they could have dropped the ball. I mean, think about if that movie didn't hit like it did, I don't think we get none of this.
Because story wise, all the build up is good. But I just feel like Ultron had a big impact.
Yeah,
on the mental. It really impacted the next arc of leading up to Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why that's not, you know, keeping me from changing it. that little small issue.
Do we feel like it's better than Galaxy? Yeah.
No.
Okay. The second one.
I think it fits right there.
Okay, I'll leave it. It was good though.
It was good. Loki and everything.
Loki got his back broke.
Mm-hmm. And not the way he wanted.
Are we counting the Hulk in there?
I think we have.
That was supposed to be.
Technically, it was Eclipse was used in Avengers.
It was used in She-Hulk.
If that's in there,
it was used in She-Hulk too.
I don't even know where it was. I don't remember.
I say, you don't hear my answer.
Right here? I don't remember it.
It's going to go over. I think it beat Doctor Strange, at least.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
I do like the original Hulk better, though. I do remember that. I like him better than the MCU version we got now.
Right.
Who are you going to put him, Prince?
After the Avengers.
Oh, up here.
Before.
You think it beat Iron Man?
He's not
right here.
It was written really well.
You think it beat Spider Man? Really well. Both Spider Man.
Wasn't that the one when he fought Abomination?
Yeah.
See, I don't remember too much. I wish I would have. Yeah, I remember
bits. He used the cars as boxing gloves.
You think that beat Spider Man? Both Spider Man movies and both Iron Man movies.
I don't think so.
I feel like it's after Spider-Man.
It might be a little
first one or the third.
I don't know.
The first one or the second?
Mm,
right,
I feel like it should be right here.
Right there is fine. Right there is fine.
But I see where you come from, bro.
Yeah, it was good.
I see you come
from. I wouldn't be mad if it was up here.
I probably
I would need it. Like,
I will compromise and say it could probably go above up the second Iron Man movie.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a hard road to cast though. I mean, like as far as like which one beats what.
Edward Norton messed himself up apparently, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Mm-hmm.
What he did. He just
crazy because he couldn't have been as bad as Ezra Miller.
That nigga. All the Thor movies.
Oh yeah, oh,
Ragnarok.
I love Ragnarok, bro.
Oh, he's
Ragnarok hit.
Yeah,
Ragnarok low key one of the best movies I've seen.
I wouldn't put it as an S though.
I put it A.
You're not putting it by Avengers at least.
I'm putting it.
I said A too, but
I was gonna put it. It might be at the front of A.
I think it is at the front of A because
that movie was good.
What did y'all like?
It was.
Too funny.
Looking back at it, it was just a little too funny because that was one of the reasons I think Love and Thunder was comedy pushed because that was.
But I feel like
the timing was good though. Like it was in the right spots.
Yeah, but it was good for what it was. But it, I don't know, the Thor movies before that. Well, they weren't the best, but. They went overboard with it. It was like the reason why Love and Thunder was so funny. Or they tried to be so funny.
Yeah, it's definitely at least an 8.9. Mm-hmm. I want to give it a 9, though, but I'll leave it there. Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's an 8.9.
It's good, though. It is good.
Yeah, I'll watch it multiple times.
Is above Iron Man?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, to be honest.
In terms of, you're making me think because Iron Man 1 was good, man.
If we're not looking at Iron Man being like the first kind of like, it's not the first, but the first kind of, if we're not looking at that,
him being in the desert was cold, man.
Nah, yeah, him being in the desert, building his suit is cold, though.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, like, he had nothing really.
What y'all think, man?
We can move it down.
Okay.
Can move it down one.
I'm cool with that. All right. We got the second Thor. Was it Underworld?
That was trash.
I haven't seen it, so.
Yeah.
That's
better than Eternals, though.
Okay.
In my opinion. Eternals mad.
Eternals don't think so. They like, bitch.
I don't think it's better than Eternals, though. Because I would watch Eternals over at Thor, too, though.
Nah, because I enjoy old girl character.
I can't.
I feel like
she was funny.
My fault, Chris.
No, you good. You good. Go ahead.
She was funny.
I was just saying, I feel like Endgame kind of helped Underworld a little bit when he went back in time. To see his mom, it kind of made it okay that it was bad because it was like it was important, even though it wasn't a good movie.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I got you,
but I guess it's still not worthy. Get it?
Right. Hey. I got you. That was good.
Are we leaving it or are we putting it after Eternals?
Leave it.
Okay, we'll leave it. Damn, Eternals, that's fucked up.
I will watch Eternals before Thor 2, though. I'm telling you.
Well, we can put it back.
Who else seen Eternals?
I did. I watched it in the movie theater.
Have you seen Thor 2?
I haven't seen Thor 2. So I would put Eternals because I heard Thor 2 was so bad I didn't even watch it.
Well, I guess that kind of makes it up, then, if you saw Eternals.
I will watch.
Either way, they getting an F. So,
congratulations. I'm out of here.
You putting the first one in?
The first one, I say a C.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I'm be honest. The only Thor movie I've seen is Ragnarok.
I feel you.
Yeah.
It might be better than Iron Man 3. I enjoyed the Destroyer more than I enjoyed
Thor. They had some good scenes.
Spaceship of
Ice Giant?
Okay, yeah, that was pretty
Yeah. Iron Patriot was misused.
And Loki always steal the show, so
there was no reason to change that man from War Machine to Iron Patriot.
Yeah.
Then we got Venom, we got WandaVision. Okay, now we got Thor, Love and Thunder. And I think that's it.
No, they don't got the Marvels.
They ain't got what you call it. Technically ain't Deadpool and Wolverine in it.
Yep.
Yeah,
they should be.
They don't have the new Falcon Winter Soldier.
Where we gonna put it at?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
let's do.
I already know where that's going. The Deadpool.
You can see my face.
Yes. We ain't putting it in S.
I'll fix that real quick.
Hey, chill.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'll make sure.
We're trying to pull the trigger quick. Send me to the gulag.
They ain't got Wakanda Forever either, do they?
Nah, they must have stopped. After like 2021 or something like that.
Okay, then how about this? Like, so where would you put Wakanda Forever?
I'll put it in A.
It would definitely be like the beginning of A, probably after or before Ragnarok. Yeah.
It did what it was supposed to do.
It won't quite do that.
Yeah, people forget that.
He was missed. Yeah. And I didn't want him to be missed.
Yeah.
You
know, but I still give it A.
Because, you know, everybody else cared to get recast and stuff. But
it's yeah.
Okay. Did we say Guardians 3? Guardians 3 and
yeah.
Guardians 3.
That's crazy. How they got
I think we discussed it a little bit.
Where will we put that?
They got Loki up there, but they ain't got Guardians 3.
Right.
I'll put it in A.
I put it in A too.
I would put it in S. But that's
wait, no, A, yeah. If it's S, it's going after Avengers.
Yo, because cool. It really had. Oh my gosh,
it was great.
Guardians Galaxy touch your heart, bro. I don't care.
I do like the send off though. I like the send off.
It touched your heart.
Awesome.
I like the send off as well, but.
Michael, what you think?
I feel like Adam Warlock was.
It's worth it.
Can't hear Michael. What'd you say, Michael?
I think it's worth it though. I mean, I'm not gonna say it's bad or anything. Just
where would you place it?
Probably A at best.
We kicking niggas off. We kicking niggas off.
Three more movies I thought would be concluded. So of course the next is what you about to say, Christian?
I was just gonna say where was he gonna put it within A.
They gotta be at the top of A.
I would say top of A,
yeah.
I'll probably put it at top A.
Dang, all right. Y'all didn't even let him say it. I was wondering what his thought process was.
Y'all say just
everybody's just started yelling at me top of A. Man, I won't talking to y'all, I'll talk to Michael.
All right, Michael, what would you put Deadpool and Wolverine then?
Top
of A. Come on, shut up, bro. Yeah, see, man.
Let's see. I give it a little bit of an S, probably.
Yes.
I mean, I actually like it though. So
I'll give it an S.
Sure. What about the Marvels?
Can we see where he putting it in S?
Like,
oh, I didn't hear him. What'd you say?
I do.
Let's see here. What we got? I'll probably put it above. Probably what's that? What's that? Is that Guardian Galaxy I'm seeing?
Yeah, after Winter Soldier.
Yeah, probably put it above that one.
Okay.
I can rock with that. That was a good movie.
Cool with that too.
All right.
Yeah I'll probably put it above that.
And where then they wanted. Yeah, where you want to put the Marvels at?
Marvels. I put it right behind. No. What? Yeah, right in front of or right behind
the Marvels. I don't know.
I know you lying. This guy at least go B.
I think the Marvels is B or A.
Only I agree. See, B or A. I was thinking the same thing. B or A.
Monica Rambeau really cares. Because
when I was trying to watch it, I couldn't really connect. Get into it. I'm going to have to like really sit down. And
I think the two carried that shit. They carried the movie.
If they would have had Monica and...
Kamala Khan.
Kamala, yeah, thank you. I think
who would be up?
They would have carried it. They did carry it, actually.
Yeah.
They brought out old girl personality a little bit. But she knew who she was by the time of that movie, and she was still dry. Just to go ahead and say that.
Deadpool Wolverine.
That was we already did that one.
That's right here.
Okay. All right, so Captain America. Of course, you can say without spoilers or nothing, since it's still kind of new, or you know, don't matter.
Oh, with Falcon.
Brave New World.
I'ma say, like maybe here.
In front of Shang-Chi.
Maybe.
I don't have no arguments with that. I was gonna say behind Shang-Chi, but okay. I have no arguments with in front of Shang-Chi. I ain't got no.
Yeah, either or is fine with me.
Yeah,
it wasn't too far or crazy from what I was thinking.
Man,
I say it's definitely an A though.
So like a low A.
Yeah, low A.
Yeah, low A at best.
That junk is a literal 8.
All right, and last but not least, the latest movie, Thunderbolts. We said that one.
Wait,
Ant-Man
3. You said
Ant-Man 3?
Oh, we did
say
Ant-Man
3.
Ant-Man 3
is a C at best.
Damn.
Dang.
I would say B. Yeah.
I would watch that before I watch this one.
Yeah.
Nah. After I watched it the first time, damn, I was good.
They recast the daughter for no reason. I say you that.
Kang was good, though.
Kang
was a good villain.
I bump him up to B just because Kang was good.
Like, he does make the movie good. I hate how they did what you call it, though.
Yeah, they made
his name it was him. Big Head.
MODOK.
They did him dirty. They did him dirty. I was so excited to see him. Then like they, I said, man.
I think the problem was because they didn't like the guy that actually was him beforehand. They wanted to make him look as stupid as possible.
That's crazy, man.
Mm-hmm.
They, I was like, bro, he's a good villain too.
They kind of could have did without him.
I think it's probably better than a Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quantumania. For sure.
I love Kang. Kang was great.
Well, yeah. The last one is Thunderbolts.
I would say an A.
Thunderbolts. Thunderbolts is good.
Where on A would you put it?
Maybe.
That's I don't know where to put it. Because I think it's better than Shang-Chi.
I think it's before Far From Home.
Okay.
I'll put it before Iron Man 2.
Hey,
I'm cool with that one.
I feel like it is.
Is it better than Hope? Is it better than Hope? It was attacked mental health in a really interesting way.
They got repassed, man.
Charity development was strong in this one.
You heard me? And they had good chemistry, man.
They did.
Yeah, they had good chemistry.
But the Hulk had a lot of action in it that I fuck with, too.
And they did an action that Prince really appreciated. I won't try to spoil it.
I don't give a fuck. They better go see it.
Is it better than the Spider-Man movie?
I think before Iron Man 2.
It's better. Maybe better than this one. I don't know about this one.
I think it's environment too.
All right.
So maybe right here. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
They did good.
Because they attacked mental health in a really interesting way.
They really did.
They bring it in.
I think that's all the movies.
I can't wait till we get to see Sentry for real, man.
Yeah.
Now we got Final Fantasy. God dang. Fantastic Four.
Wow. The wrong double F. That was the wrong double F, my
friend. It was wrong for real.
I can't wait to see Fantastic Four as well.
That's the next big movie.
Mm-hmm. Popcorn as well.
Where are y'all expecting to put it?
I don't know. I'm just
scared. For the hype.
They have to. They can't get it wrong.
I'm gonna say, hey, bro. I'm not
three
young.
Times, bro.
It's just got to be better than the last movie. Really,
I agree.
Yeah,
because go ahead. I'm sorry.
What scares me is Galactus. how they gonna
handle. I don't know how they're gonna handle Galactus.
I don't know how they're gonna handle that either.
Like
starting off pretty strong.
I think he takes out their world. I think he does take out their world, and they gotta
they jump multiverses.
See, now if they do it like that, I'm fine. You know, I'm cool.
Cause it's still doing that multiverse thing.
I think that's how it is. That'd be the best way to handle it.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That'd be the best way to handle it.
You think they're gonna bring back anybody? Because it was a big ship. So do you think they'll bring back a different version of a character? Like Black Panther or somebody? Do you think people are they gonna be stowaways? Because it's gonna be low-key selfish if they're the only people to jump off that world.
I hope Dr. Doom will make a cameo. Like, if he up there, I hope he's stowing away or something. You know, like,
I'm sure he's going to be in the end credit scenes or something.
Or something. Yeah.
I'm excited about Silver Surfer. Hopefully they don't fuck that up.
Just not going.
Yeah, hopefully.
I hope so.
Anyway, that's supposed to be like his wife.
Okay. It is a female.
Oh, it did look like a woman, didn't it?
It's a female.
I thought I was tripping. That looked like a girl, but I was like, maybe I'm tripping.
They got a female version in the comics.
That's a girl from Ozark.
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I ain't even watched Ozark.
It's like
that's supposed to be his wife, though. Apparently.
I don't know.
I don't think people really remember the first two movies of Fantastic Four.
I remember. Yeah, they're my favorites.
I'm like currently, like the people coming up.
They weren't terrible.
Yeah, it's like from that time, you know. It's like
it was for the time.
Yeah.
But the standards is pretty high now.
Yeah.
We got it. Mm-hmm.
Because
also they got to find a way to bring X-Men into the MCU.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They just brought all the mutants from their world, and they're gonna drop them. You regular, you can't get on the ship. we don't know what we're facing in this new multiverse thing.
Bring us to the close.
We thank y'all for listening. Y'all feel like we get at least people following every week, you know. We ask that y'all like, comment, and subscribe. We really want to hear from y'all, whether it's good, bad, ugly. We really want to hear from y'all. Now, you know, you say something crazy, somebody going to say something crazy back. We might even call you out on the show. You know what I'm saying? But it's all right. Like it's all love.
Bring back.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Look us up on all social media for those people who are new. Just type in Blurred and Beyond. We will pop up. Check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming. Check out our page on Facebook. It's an entertainment page, the Black Space Rangers. Please be an honorary Space Ranger with us. And I guarantee you will hear about everything entertainment before anybody else if you join our page. We even be dropping theories sometimes on the pod, and you know, somebody listening, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah,
we be getting it right.
We got a plant
because low key, though, there's a lot of stuff, even like most recently, because that Invincible game, I think we kind of talked about something like that before,
and we did.
It actually is made, but they made it, but you know,
mm-hmm. if it's one of us. That's the mole, and y'all ain't splitting the bread. Y'all mm-hmm. some hoes. I just want y'all to say it.
$5 is Michael.
No, I doubt that.
Yeah, he on the game right now.
Right, he probably playing that Invincible game right now.
I doubt that.
He ain't say no. He said he doubts.
Always remember.
Go Beyond.